Well, right now, I'd like to have somebody come up and share how they got in the Word and what was it that attracted them to the Word. It's somebody who is very close to me, has been for a very long time. And I'd like you to stand and welcome our wonderful Camille Cacciolato.
I can't even express to you how dear you are to my life, but I want to say something to you right from the start. Do you honestly realize how much God loves you? Let's hear it.
Yeah!
What Diane taught is phenomenal. Do you understand what he did for us all, the grace, the mercy that he gave us? He gave us his son, his life, so that we could all be free. Take a minute, if you do speak in tongues, to speak in tongues to yourself. That's a free gift, and it's a token of what he's got planned for the hope. Man, it's awesome. It is awesome. Okay? I love you, baby. You know, the reason I brought that up, and it's amazing Diane taught about compassion, is because I was raised very differently. And I wasn't raised with the Word of God. I was raised in religion. And I came from a small Italian family, very knit.
That's a figure of speech.
They were small-knit. We lived four blocks from the Catholic Church. Hint there. So what was a big part of our life? Catholicism. I went to 14 years of Catholic schooling. That's a lot of church, people. A lot. And you know what? I was ignorant. I really want to say I was ignorant. It wasn't that I didn't love God and I didn't love his son. I did. I was God hungry. We heard about this weekend. People are God hungry and they're hurting. Diane, God bless your life for sharing that about compassion. Because darn it to heck, that's our Father. And that's why I'm here today, because of compassion. Because I went through all of that training. I was hungry as anything. And I was pretty messed up. I was a person that was full of sin consciousness, constantly condemning myself, constantly apologizing for my life. Ever been there? Sorry, Father. Didn't mean it. And I was taught as a little girl that the people that die before you, they're there up in heaven and they're all watching. So, P.S., when you blow it, and I blew it good, guess what? Aunt Mary's watching that. Uncle Pete's got you. You know what kind of condemnation and scariness that's about? Let me tell you, you be in the wrong place with the wrong guy, and whoa! Look who's watching you today. It's a lot of stuff, man. And it weighed heavy on me. Years of it. Jerry knows me so well, and there are people in this room that I love with all my heart. Michael, Bobby, Tom Jenkinson, my husband, obviously, and my children. Sorry, baby. This isn't the Oscars. Sorry, baby. I love you. God knows. I just want to say it's hell living in condemnation. And God doesn't want that for you. And if you're dealing with that, get help. Get prayed for, okay? Because that's where I was. I was all through my teens, all through my, up to 22 years old when I took the class, I had some bad relations in my life. I was engaged twice, and I was with men that were abusive in many categories. And I took it because I thought I deserved it, because I was no good. Don't you get it? And that's BS. That's not what God thinks. He thinks you're the best he's ever had. He's given your son for you. Believe me. So here I am at my lowest of lows. And lowest of lows is suicide. Suicide, okay? And so I go and I come home one night and I talk to my sister-in-law who I live with, who was a grad of PFAL, and I told her. She said, "What's going on?" And I said, "I'm done. I'm done. I pretty much think I'm going to commit suicide." I even told that to my mother, too, which was pretty heavy because, you know, my mother, forget it. You had to know her, but...
I knew her.
She was a believer, and that was like, what? But that's the truth. I felt so low about my life. I was just trash, all right? And so my sister-in-law asked me, "Could you do me a favor, just before you're going to do all this garbage, could you do me a favor?" And I had done marijuana, I did pills, hey, I did it all. I didn't know any better. I was searching, and I remember those last 6 months before I got in the Word, I was in some dark rooms, not only in my mind, literally, in dark rooms with dark people. I remember being in Manhattan. I was in a 9th-floor apartment. It was filthy windows, looking out and going, "God, help me. Help me. I don't want this, but I don't know what to do, but I don't want this." It was awful. And so she said, my sister-in-law said, "Listen, there's a meeting Sunday." Believe me, this story has a happy ending. Obviously. I don't want you leaving here crying, okay? This is a happy ending, trust me. And it's a funny thing, too. You'll get a kick out of this. She said, "Okay, I want you to come to this meeting." And Bobby was there, and Michael was there at this meeting, and there were others. And I sat through, I said, "I don't want to go to this," because I was a Catholic. Catholics didn't go to things that weren't Catholic. So I didn't want to go. But anyway, she said, "Come on, I want you to just come, all right?" So I go. It's at the East Chester Church, for those of us guys who are from the East Chester Church. I went. They shared. It was great. I didn't complain. Manifestations I never heard before, but it was all right. After that, they said, "Okay, we're putting a PFAL class together." The class was going to start at the end of January, okay? "We're putting a PFL class together. How many of you are going to take this class? Could you please raise your hands?" Okay, here's the card, by the way. I have it with me, but could you please raise your hands? Next thing I know, my arm's there. I go, "What is this? What are you doing?"
I got you.
Boom, okay? You know what that's like? You're like, "Huh? What are you doing?"
Can I put it down?
Yeah, you can put down that A. She looks at me and she goes, "You're going to take this class." I said, "I'm not taking this class.
Who
You're out of your mind." My sister-in-law at the time. "You're taking it." I said, "No, I'm not." She said, "Yeah, you are. And you need it. You're going to take it. And you know what? I'm going to pay for it." That didn't mean anything to me, but she was really aggressive. But I told somebody last night, this is how she got me. This is how she got me. She knew me so well. She said, "You see that good-looking guy over there? He'll be there. You see that other good-looking guy? One of them was Bobby. Shout out."
See, that's another one Bobby had. You know what? Bobby's bad.
He wasn't then.
He wasn't then.
He was good. He was real good. See him? He's going to be there. And there were some other men, too, in the room that were single, and they were pretty hot, too. All these guys are going to be there. Well, that ain't too shabby. All right, maybe I'll consider it. So, bottom line, I got signed up for PFAL that night. Well, let me tell you, I didn't know anything. I mean it. And I met Michael, God bless, oh, please, I'm going to start crying, Michael cry. His brother Danny sat directly behind me in PFAL. So that was real special, because Michael used to be with his brother, and I got to meet him, and, you know. Anyway, bottom line, I'd never been to a fellowship, ever. I didn't know any of these people, and people would come up to me and say, "Whose twig are you in? Whose fellowship are you in?" I'd say, "What are you talking about? I don't even know what that is." They're like, "Josh, how did you get here?" I'm like, "Well, it's a big story, but I'll tell you what. The first couple of sessions, Dr. Wirral, he wasn't a Catholic priest. It was hard, right? This big screen. I'm watching him." But she came over to me, my sister-in-law, during the break. She said, "Stop watching. If that fact that you can't deal with the fact that he's not wearing a collar or something, listen, but don't watch." I said, "Cool, I get it." Let me tell you, he started sharing stuff. There was stuff that was dark in here. And man, when he started to share the stuff he did, number one, you know, about what God did for us and the integrity of the word and sin consciousness and that, those sins weren't just covered, they were gone. They're gone. You know, God doesn't see you like that. And when he hit sonship rights, holy God. What? What? Righteous, right. Sanctified, redeemed, me? Justified. Let me tell you something. It was the deliverance of my life. Did I know it when I walked in there? No. Did I know it when I left? You darn right I knew it when I left. And I didn't. I forgot to tell them, Jerry.
Go ahead.
I was teaching Catholic school. How you like that one? I was teaching Catholic school when I took PFAL. So here you go, Chrissy. And Lance, and anybody else who's been there. There's a lot of us in this room that are XRCs. Anyway, we were supposed to teach catechism, right? Well, the first half of the year, I had no problem. After I took the class, it was like, man, what do I do now? I don't know. Can't do this, right? P.S. What I did was, my kids were so sweet. They were second graders. I used to go every morning, instead of teaching catechism, I'd say, "Children, you know what we're going to do?" I copied fellowship. I said, "We're going to all get up. We're going to hold hands together, you and Miss Camille, and we're going to pray." And what I did was I brought my Sing Along the Way book in, the blue book, and we sang way songs. We did. We sang way songs, and we prayed, and it was fabulous. And Jerry knows this is a funny story. I was considering going out WOW at the time. I didn't know anything about it. WOW was called the WOW Ambassador Program, Word Over the World, for those of you who have not been in the world in that period of time that we were in, okay? And it was available to do that, to go for a year to a different part, not where you were from, and start a fellowship and witness and get people in the word, right? Well, let me tell you, the thought sounded pretty good. But I was still new, so I was like, what am I going to do? Well, this wonderful man of God from headquarters was sent, who taught witnessing and unshepherding.
Oh,
Donnie Fugit. And he taught it live in the East Chester Church. Bobby probably remembers, and Mike and some of us. Well, at one point he said, anybody who wants to talk about the WOW program, or just needs to be prayed for, you had to know Donnie Fugit. He was amazing. So, of course, me, I said, I'll go. I'll come to him. So I meet with him one night, and he holds my hands. He's just the sweetest, compassionate man. He looks in my eyes, his big blue eyes, Donnie. He said, "This all was up my alley." Looking at me, and he says, honey, oh yeah, I'm eating it up like sugar, honey. He says, and it's great what he shared. He said, he asked me when I took the class, and I told him, and how I was nervous, I didn't know about WOW and what I should do. All I'm going to ask you to do is keep reading your Bible, and doctor suggests in the class that you read those studies in Abundant Living, keep your head in those, and keep praying. keep speaking in tongues. Very simple stuff, he told me. Okay, stuff we share with you guys. Keep reading the Word. Keep your head in the Bible. Keep praying. God will have an answer for you. He'll have an answer. I said, okay, that made sense. So I did what he told me to do. Well, it was the beginning of June. I'm teaching class one day. I get a knock on my door. And it's my principal from, you know, she's calling me from the office. And she was about 28 years old. She was an Italian kid. She should have never been a nun, trust me. And she isn't today. She is not today.
She is not today?
No way. She says, Camille, I got to talk to you about something. And she was so Italian. She was just like me. Camille, I got to talk to you. I got to tell you something. It's killing me on the inside. I said, all right, I'll meet you after school. So I go down to her office, and she's a nervous wreck. She shuts the door. She goes, you know, Camille, this is how it has to go. You were the last person hired in this school, and they're bringing another person in here. She's a nun, so she has to take your place, right? Because you were the first hiree. I mean, the last hiree. She says, so I'm trying to tell you. And she's really flipping. She says, you got to go. You're not going to have a job here next year. Well, I showed him at fellowship the other night. I won't do it here, but you know how I can be when I'm enthusiastic.
No,
most of you know me.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. So she's telling me this, and I start going, Ed, are you kidding me? And I start screaming, in her office. Now, meanwhile, I'm telling you, she's Italian, like me, and she shouldn't have been a nun. She says, what is wrong with you? Because you're out of your mind. I said, no. Calm down. I want to explain something to you. And I told her the story about Donnie.
Hey, get over here near the mic.
I told her the story about Donnie, and I told her what he had shared with me about what I was to do and how I had prayed to God for my answer about going out WOW. And that was my answer. The door was closed. I was done. And I could move on. And she kept looking at me. Now, she's the nun in this picture. Remember that. And I'm saying, oh, come on. This is an answer to prayer. You have to know that. You're nuts. You're effing nuts. Boom. She couldn't get it. Do you know what that meant for me that day? Boom. Huge. You know? That was my, you know, whatever you want to say. God did it. He did it. So I got to tell you, I went from a really messed up, suicidal, shot person to having what I have today. And I'm so thankful. I'm thankful to God for all he did and for all he's done for you. And what I really want to say, you see that word sound out? There are tons of people like me out there. A lot. That are sad, they're depressed, they're alone, they think they're garbage. They're not, a lot of them are Christian, but they don't know, they're ignorant. They need what we've got, people, compassion. They need you to reach out and don't be afraid to step out. And even if they say, I don't want to hear about that, I'm an RC. They don't know what they're talking about, okay? And I'm not saying you're not gonna teach them, but share it. Give them a shot at it, okay? Let them make that decision. But I love you all so much, and you know that. And I wanted a family. Look at yourselves. God wants this. We need each other. We need the household so desperately. We need to stand with each other, okay? But I love you all so much, you have to know. God bless you all.